Do-gooders. How liberals hurt those they claim to help, and the rest of us. By Mona Charon. In memory of my parents, George Charon, 1913 to 1993, and Claire Charon, 1923 to 1989, and in gratitude for their love of learning, family, and America. Introduction. In the late 1970s, as a college student, I took a stroll down Riverside Drive in New York City. In Upper Manhattan, Riverside Park slopes down a hill toward the Hudson River. Gazing up at the city from the river, I was struck by its faded beauty. Riverside Church's Gothic bell tower rose majestically above the trees along the park. The apartment buildings along Riverside Drive were stately, if you could imagine them spruced up and sporting gloved doormen, as in days of old. Someone had planted cherry trees in the park near the river, and their blossoms strove valiantly to cheer the dirty and decayed surroundings. A playground was situated where there must once have been a lawn, with a lovely view of the water. But you had to use your imagination to see it as anything other than an eyesore in 1979. The swings were broken, the seesaw was covered with graffiti, the chain basketball net had been so badly damaged that just a few strings of metal hung sadly from the rim, giving it the look of a broken spider web. This part of Manhattan was not a slum, far from it. But like the rest of New York, and like so many other cities, it had degenerated into a graffiti-stained, soiled, broken-down, dangerous shell of its former self. Only a couple of years before, during the blackout of 1977, the neighborhood around Columbia University had been overrun by looters. Working for a professor that summer, I sat outside my apartment with a lighted candle and listened to the sounds of breaking glass as storefronts were smashed. Freshmen at